Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verse 24, and a few verses after that. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and they pressed around Jesus, was the reference there. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal, had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" Then the woman fell at his feet, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." It was a few years ago, but I remember clearly the moment and how I felt that morning to this day. It was spring, and Linda and I were visiting some longtime dear friends during baseball spring training in Scottsdale. A beautiful time of year with our two dear friends enjoying the outside, playing golf a couple of times, and seeing the Colorado Rockies spring training games. One Sunday, we attended Scottsdale Bible Church. Three of us were glad to be there, three of the four of us, that is, as we entered the worship center, but I was the one who didn't feel quite right. I was feeling empty. I was anxious. I was a bit down, heading toward a moment of depression, I sensed. I felt like I'd come up short on a bunch of things. I was feeling a bit hopeless. I was lost. I was uncertain about what to do next. And despite being with my precious bride of many years and our friends, I felt all alone. The people in the church were wonderful. They were friendly, greeted us. The message and the service seemed uplifting and should have been for me as well, but not that day, not that moment. Instead, I felt alone, empty, and couldn't seem to shake the dark cloud that was over me that day in that moment, while trying to hide how I was feeling from Linda and the others. Thoughts swirled in my head from the past, disappointments, missteps, mistakes, guilt I couldn't let go of, heartaches, childhood memories, and the weight of the responsibilities and the uncertainties of the day I faced and those days yet to come. I was overwhelmed with doubt and overwhelmed with fear in what was intended to be a worshipful moment right then. Maybe you've felt that way before, as you have dealt with or you deal with some of the difficulties of your life, things you've been through, things you're going through, decisions you face, personal issues, relationships, battles, challenges, heart-wrenching losses you or those close to you have suffered. Our plates are full. Our plates are heavy, often leaving us feeling like we're standing there all alone and we can't hold them up anymore. So there I was, in a wonderful church setting, in a beautiful area of the country, listening, trying to be involved, at least for the sake of my bride and friends we were with, and yet I felt all alone, lost, isolated, and empty. There with Linda, good friends, and hundreds of others, and yet all by myself. Then the worship choir stepped out onto the stage, and as the music began to play, they began to sing a song by Matt Redman I had never heard before. "Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was from your power. Carried by your constant grace, held within your perfect peace. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. Never once. Well, I did my best to sing along with the tears now rolling down my face because in that moment, right then, I knew once again that in the midst of whatever I was feeling, facing, whatever I was going through, God was there. On that very day, never once, not for a moment, had he left my side. I knew that even though I felt all alone and empty, I had always been connected with the God who, of course, had been there all the while. A smile began to slip into my heart and across my face as I connected once again with the one who is always standing next to me, the one who had given his life for me and for you, for all of us, over 2,000 years ago. I reached for Linda's hand. She smiled. In the midst of that moment, never once had God left me. Never once will he leave me. Never once will I walk without him walking with me. He had been there all the while as we had walked into that worship setting. I just hadn't noticed. In a moment where I hadn't expected to find him, he was there. Well, I hate to admit it, but the woman who touched Jesus' cloak, whom we read about just a moment ago in the Gospel of Mark, reminds me of me at times. Those times when I feel that I have nothing to offer God but problems. I want to ask for his help, but I feel totally unworthy to ask. And I feel all alone again. Maybe you know what I mean. Maybe you've been there. But look at what happened with that nameless woman in the crowd. She was nobody in the world's eyes or in hers. We have felt that way before, and wrongly we have felt that way before God. She was rejected by society, felt unworthy, yet before God she still believed just enough in him to reach out and touch the hem of his cloak. And what did Jesus do? Scold her? Get mad? Have her arrested? Try to get away from her, ignore her, walk away and leave her all alone? None of the above. Instead, he turned around toward her to find her. She felt shame, was penniless and outcast, and yet she reached toward him with her last ounce of self-respect and faith, and that's all it took. And then he reached out to her, found her, and told her that her faith in him had healed her. Now go in peace and free from your suffering. That's, my friend, what he does for us. When we, with whatever faith we have left at the moment, turn to him and reach out to him like I did that morning, at least by walking into that worship center. That's about all the faith I had to walk in with my bride and friends. Never once does he turn away from us. Never once has he not been there. Never once does he leave us on our own. We all know what it's like to feel alone. We all do. We've all been there at any and every age. And maybe you feel that way today or have recently, isolated from loved ones and friends by whatever has you in its grip. Jesus knew what it was like to be all alone many times while he walked among us, and in particular, as he walked all the way on that road that Friday to the cross, which we remembered a little more than a week ago. And then he was laid lifeless in a borrowed tomb, but only to rise again 3 days later for us in our eternal life with him. Too many times we have found ourselves walking through life all alone, facing the unexpected, not sure which way to turn for help. But, my friends, never once were we walking alone. Too many times we have felt alone, looking down a long and dark and winding road, stretching out before us, afraid and uncertain where it would lead and what the next steps would bring. But, my friends, never once were we alone. The nameless woman in the crowd had faith enough to reach out to God. How about you? How about me? May I suggest that today and every day we remember what I was reminded of that morning a few years ago by the words of that song, "Never once did we ever walk alone," knowing that for every step you were with us, scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, "Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God. You are faithful. Never once will we ever walk alone." Look, no matter where you and I have been, where we are now, or where we will be, never once, never one time, never ever will we be alone. God is always with us. God's always got us. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this reminder this morning. I needed it again. We all need it. In the midst of whatever we face, in the midst of whatever clouds are over us, in the midst of disappointment, despair, whatever we've been through, whatever we face, whatever we're going through, you are there. We are never alone. Never once, never will be. Thank you for that reminder all the time, the reminder of the scripture, Mark, but oh, so many other places, Lord, you remind us. And so many other times you remind us that you are always there with us. Thank you for that. Thank you for going with us every day, every step of the way, so that we can become all you created us to be, and also for allowing us the privilege of working with you and for you as you help us to help others to become all that you created them to be. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for your Son, and it's in his precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.